Hey there, Dr. Paula here. Let's begin by simply breathing in and breathing out. Go ahead and close your eyes now and pay attention to anywhere you might be carrying the tension of the day. Unclench your jaw and relax the little tiny muscles in the brow and the eyelids. Rest your hands on your legs. Pay attention to your breath. You know, by paying attention to the breath, we're drawing out attention to this moment. You're doing absolutely perfect. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now. To learn the art of true relaxation. Anywhere you notice any remaining tension of the day, just release those places that hold that tension. Let your shoulders relax, and any stress and tension that remains, let it simply melt away. Notice that without effort, your breathing has already become more smooth and rhythmic. Your heart rate has slowed down and it's become calm and regular. It's amazing how practicing something this simple with intention can begin to focus our attention and allow us to access that place of inner creativity that we all possess. You're doing perfectly. Now, open your eyes for a moment. Go ahead, open your eyes. Open them wide. See the light in the room around you. Take in a breath. Breathe in. Out. Notice something. Notice that there's a big difference between your state of awareness, the resources you have, the feelings that you have with the eyes open and being fully alert, versus what you were experiencing just a moment ago as you allowed your muscles to relax and allowed any stress or tension to simply disappear. It's important in self-hypnosis to begin to really pay attention to the difference between tension and relaxation, distraction and focused attention, and between an alert trance and a relaxed trance. So now, go ahead, close your eyes again. With each breath, double the sensation of relaxation. What you're doing here is practicing the process of bringing yourself to a resource state of relaxation, openness, and creativity. You're doing wonderful. By accessing this creative part of the mind, we have the ability to create new experiences, even physical experiences. So, as you focus on your hands, think of the word warmth. You might think about warmth like that which comes from the sun, or warmth like that which comes from inside of the body. As you think of warmth, focus on your hands and say to yourself, "My hands are warm. My hands are warm." Let yourself notice the sensation of warmth on the back of the hands, on the inside of the hand, and even the fingertips. It might be a slight awareness of warmth, or it may be an incredible feeling of warmth. Either way is okay. You're using that creative part of the mind to create a feeling of warmth in the hands as you relax. As easily as you can create warmth in your hands, you can even create heaviness as well. Say to yourself, "My hands are heavy. My hands are heavy." Let those hands become heavy. Notice that as you breathe in and breathe out, as your heart rate slows a bit, and as your breath continues to be smooth and rhythmic, your entire body can experience a sense of heaviness. Relaxing deeply, you can actually congratulate yourself. You can congratulate yourself because as you notice your awareness now, you can notice that you've not only created relaxation, but you've accessed that part of the mind where your creativity lies, where intuition exists, and where new solutions can be experienced. You've done a great thing so far by simply taking some time to yourself to be still and open to new lessons. You're even going to let a smile come across your face as you feel good about the place that you've created right here and right now. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, with each number and each breath, double that sensation of relaxation. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Go all the way down now, completely relaxed. I'm going to give you a chance here to simply observe the state. Observe this state with curiosity and wonder about the potential that your mind has for creating new experiences, new states, and being aware of new resources. In fact, over the next little bit, allow yourself to associate into a state of learning and into a state of feeling good about the decision you've made to master this art of self-hypnosis and to create that better future for yourself. Be open to the possibilities of what you can achieve through a dedicated and daily practice of self-hypnosis. With each breath you take, relax even further and allow yourself to be comfortable, safe, and warm. With the next breath, simply let that breath fill your lungs with oxygen. Let the oxygen go through the blood cells of the body, oxygenating each and every cell of the body, feeling energized and fantastic from that breath. Breathe in another breath and breathe it in deeply, allowing yourself to feel energetic and excited about the potential for new things. It's time now to step into your future. This is the future that you deserve, that you have worked for. Any self-doubts can drift away because your mighty inner hero is ready to step up and to lead you to the future that you desire. you have always known that that future is there, and it's more available now than it has ever been before. Now, you can step forward and claim it as your own. In, so you are, as you relax even deeper and further, letting all your doubts, worries, frustrations, and tensions float away, just as a cloud floats by in the sky. It's almost as if someone deep inside you has stepped up and accelerated your courage, confidence, and sense of calmness. It's like you have reset the switch, and what was once a vague dream is now within your grasp. As you relax, 10 times more relaxed than you were, notice that a magic carpet is coming closer and closer to you. Imagine that it has stopped in front of you and is beckoning you to climb on. As you do, the carpet wraps comfortably around you, and you can enjoy the wonderful sensation of floating. Let your body relax into the comfort of the soft fabric and enjoy the view as you move carefully and safely towards your future. You have arrived. From the comfort and safety of your carpet, look around you. Notice the people that are present. You can see your future self talking with these people. Notice the way they are responding to you. They trust you and they believe in you. Look around. What are you doing in this new and better future? You have matured many years. You are and you remain solid yet flexible, knowing who you are, taking life more as it flows. Knowing who you are inspired. Nothing gets to you because your inner hero will guide you, and you can easily manage tensions and heal hurts, both your own and others. It's so much easier to understand others' concerns and to find ways to meet your own needs while also meeting theirs. The more challenging the situation, the better you feel inside, stronger and more focused. Those situations you once found challenging are no longer challenging because you know how to speak and how to share what's on your mind while still demonstrating care and empathy. All of this has become second nature to you. Calm and cool, your strong and steady heart rate comfortable, life-supporting. Your automatic mind works up strategies, methods, skills, and solutions that easily allow you to break through in ways known and even unknown to you. You confidently start conversations and become a wonderful listener. You have truly become a giant magnet of some kind, easily engaging, illuminating, and attracting the right relationships that contribute to your success. You relax even more deeply as you know this is all true. It is in your future, and your future is now. In the past, you might have frozen up, denied yourself the future you deserve. Now, your automatic, dynamic, ingenious inner hero is working out ways for you to be more comfortable in any situation, even those difficult conversations. Your inner hero is helping you to be more comfortable, calm, and clear thinking. This is your future, and your future is now. You are more sociable and able to flow freely between situations, communicating caring, flexibility, and calm decisiveness. All of this is who you are at your core. It is in your future, and you are already on your way to your future. It's now time to return to your day's activities. Your friendly carpet is lifting up from this vision of you in your confident, calm, and better future. But you can understand that you can return to this vision anytime you want, because it isn't something that's out there, but rather it's inside you now. And your inner hero will help you to build this future, because the future begins now. You're learning, and you practice all that you have learned, and with every practice you get stronger and more confident, and the future is on its way to you. The carpets in your home, at work, or while you're shopping, they'll all remind you that the future is on its way to you. You have earned it, and you are earning it. Your inner hero is working with you, and you have all that you need already to build this future that you need and want. I'm going to count up to five, and when I reach five, you'll open your eyes and feel confident, refreshed, and amazing. One, feeling more energized. Two, 3, 4, getting ready to get on with your day. 5, open your eyes, feeling fantastic. Take care and listen to this recording often. The more often you listen, the stronger your inner hero will become. Enjoy this new future as it begins to unfold to you. Take care and make this a very good day.